Hello, Awe Island parents. We'd like to tell you about an amazing podcast that lots of parents, educators, and homeschool families on Awe Island love. It's called Who Smarted? Who Smarted is a fast-paced, short-format podcast that uses humor, storytelling, and interactive games to help teach kids amazing fun facts and answer cool questions about lots of topics. At 12 minutes long, Who Smarted episodes are perfect for kid-sized attention spans, too. With 3 new episodes every week and a free activity newsletter, Who Smarted has tons of fun and education for every kid, and opportunities for them to discover new ways to explore their curiosity. Our kids on Awe Island love listening to Who Smarted podcast, and think your kids will, too. You can find Who Smarted on your favorite podcast player, or visit whosmarted.com. Hello, Awe Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, a new exclusive episode every Wednesday, and more. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It's in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you, as your soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Big Race. It was a beautiful day on Awe Island. The birds happily sang their songs in the lush green trees. The big bright sun welcomed everyone on Awe Island to come outside and have fun. Today was an absolutely perfect day to play outside, Brian thought as he sat in Winfield wheelchair at the kitchen table, eating his cereal and staring out the window. Today would be an exciting day. Brian was going to play with his best friends, Honora and Javier. The last time he had seen Honora in class, she told him that she had a special surprise for him. Honora always loved to surprise Brian and Javier with amazing ideas. As Brian finished his cereal, the doorbell rang. Brian's mom answered it. "Hello, Javier. Hello, Honora," Brian's mom said. Brian heard Javier and Honora's voices from the kitchen. Excitedly, he grasped Winfield's wheels and the two rolled right over to the front door. "Hi, Javier. Hi, Honora," Brian said happily. He saw that Javier had brought his skateboard, and Honora had brought her pink scooter and her little yellow bag. Honora often carried around her bag just in case her friends needed something. "Hey, Brian," Javier said. "Hello, Brian," Honora said. "Okay, you three, go have a fun day outside," Brian's mom said. "And come back later for a special treat," she added. Saying goodbye and thank you to Brian's mom, Brian, Javier, and Honora left Brian's house and rode down his driveway. Brian in Winfield, Javier on his skateboard, and Honora on her scooter. At the end of the driveway, they paused for a moment to take a deep dragon breath, in and out. "It's so pretty out here today," Honora said. "Yes," Javier agreed. "The sun is nice and warm." "What are we going to do out here today?" Brian asked. Honora responded, "Well, I was thinking we could have a race around the paved running track across the street." "That sounds like fun," Brian said. Then Brian snapped his fingers. He had a clever idea. "How about only two of us race at a time?" Brian suggested. "The third person can stand at the finish line as a referee." "That's a great idea, Brian," Javier said. "I'll referee first. Look what I have in my bag," Honora said. Honora gently set her scooter down in the grass and pulled a small orange whistle, a piece of yellow chalk, a notebook, and a pencil out of her bag. "Wow, Honora, you always have everything we need in your bag," Javier said admiringly. "Yes," said Honora with a grin. "We can keep track of who wins each race in my notebook." "Okay then, Javier, let's get ready to race," Brian said excitedly. "Let's go," Javier exclaimed. With the yellow chalk, Honora drew a start and a finish line at different points to create the perfect racetrack. Brian, riding in Winfield, and Javier with his skateboard, got into position and waited at the starting line Honora had drawn. They were excited to race one another. Honora raised her whistle and gave it a big blow. As soon as they heard the toot of the whistle, Brian and Javier began to race. Brian was sure that he and Winfield were going to be the winners. Winfield was always so fast on his bigger wheels. Javier's skateboard just had little wheels. But Brian didn't expect Javier to be so fast on his skateboard. Javier zipped past Brian and Winfield and crossed the finish line first. Honora carefully drew a tally mark next to Javier's name. Brian was proud to see his friend win the first race and clapped for Javier once he made it to the finish line. But on the inside, Brian knew he had been too complacent about winning. He hadn't really wheeled Winfield as fast as he could have. Then Honora said, "Okay, let's have you two go twice more, and then we'll switch referees. Best two out of three." Brian and Javier nodded in agreement and turned around and headed back to the start line for the second race. This time, Brian really focused. When Enora blew the whistle, Brian turned Winfield's wheels around and around with all his strength. This time, Brian beat Javier to the finish line. Enora carefully added a tally mark next to Brian's name and then clapped for both boys. "Okay, this race will decide the winner," said Enora. Once again, Brian and Javier headed to the start line. Both boys focused hard, wanting to do their best. Enora blew her whistle and off they went. First, Javier pulled slightly ahead. Then Brian pulled ahead. Then Javier caught up, and the two boys flew across the finish line at the same time. "Tie," said Enora. "How exciting. Do you want to go again to break the tie?" she asked. "No, it's your turn to race, Enora," said Brian. "You've waited long enough." "Yes," said Javier. "Why don't you and Brian race now?" "Okay, thanks," said Enora. After that, Brian and Enora raced each other. Enora won 2 out of 3 times. Javier made tally marks next to each winner's name. Then, Brian took a turn being the referee, making tally marks next to the winner's name. Then they switched roles again. They had such fun that the time flew by. And before they knew it, Brian's mom was calling them into the house to enjoy homemade cupcakes. As the children came in and washed their hands, Brian saw that his mom had decorated the cupcakes with gold sprinkles. "You can pretend the gold sprinkles are your gold medals for racing," Brian's mom said. "Thank you," all the children said together. As the three children enjoyed their cupcakes, they talked about the race and about how their different vehicles for racing, wheelchair, scooter, and skateboard, each had different advantages and disadvantages. Finally, it was time for Brian to say goodbye to his friends. After Javier and Enora thanked Brian and his mom again for the cupcakes and the nice time, Brian waved goodbye to his friends as they headed back home. He was grateful to have such good friends. Brian read a book until it was time to help his family with dinner. After dinner, he and his family played some board games together until it was time for bed. By this time, Brian felt pretty tired after such a nice day. After getting ready for bed, Brian lay down in his bed with Winfield nearby. His mom gave him a gentle kiss on the forehead, reminding Brian that he was loved. Brian settled into his bed and let out a big yawn. His room was cozy. His bed was soft and warm. As he relaxed, Brian thought of everything he had to be grateful for. He was thankful for his mom and her yummy cupcakes. Brian took a deep dragon breath in and out. He was thankful for such a fun day. Brian closed his sleepy eyes and took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Brian was thankful for having such amazing friends who always made sure that everyone had a chance to play fun games together. Brian took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And Brian fell asleep, dreaming about racing again with his good friends, Javier and Enora. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.